So I'm going to do one more tonight that I have to get done. And that is for the sign of Aries. Aries, let's see what we're going to tell the amazing sign of Aries. And Aries, you guys just went through a really different kind of month, because you had the Aries full moon in October, and it was a Libra season, which is opposite Aries. So you guys went through a little something last month. So let's see how things are going to shape up for you this month. See if it's going to be a little bit better. Let's see. So divine, oh gosh, a bunch of cards fell out. I'm not going to take them. Too many. I want to make sure I get the cards that are meant to come out, okay? So divine spirit, show me the cards. What to share with the sign of Aries. I love that that card came out. A wand was the first card. Love it when wands come out first for fire signs. Very nice. What are we sharing with the sign of Aries? For the sign of Aries, show me clearly. I like poppers, so I do my readings a little bit different. I try to let the card like that. I like the cards, and that was a fire sign. I like the cards to come out and talk to me. That's what I like. Oh, like that. Yes, that just literally flew in the air. What a great card. Oh, Aries. Aries, I love you. Oh my gosh, what's this? Yes, it came right side up. Okay, I'm going to see if there's any extra message that wants to come out. And if not, we've got our 10 cards. And we did. We got an extra card. Okay. So Aries, your first card, Seven of Wands. Seven of Wands. This is telling me whatever goes on, okay, during Scorpio season, have integrity. Have integrity. Don't lose your integrity. In other words, there could be a fight, there could be a disagreement, there could be anything. There's something I always tell those women. I run a group of 26,000 women, I do, on Facebook. And there's something I always say is that you're queen and the crown never falls off. Stay in your integrity, okay? Because when you do, Aries, I think you're going to get that 10 of cups. This is crossing that. So when you stay in your integrity, you get the 10 of cups. I believe that. This is emotional fulfillment. This is feeling at peace. So stay in your integrity so you can have that peace. Who doesn't want peace? It's beautiful. I don't know if you can see this though, Eight of Swords. You might be blinded to it. I just got this idea that there's some Aries that might not be at peace. They're not getting centered. See how the Seven of Wands is about getting centered. Yeah, it's having integrity. But see right there in their solar plexus right there? That's where all of it's right there, right? It's about being in that integrity, being in that place of like, I am balanced. I am like highly meditated, all right? Nothing can get you there. And that's what brings that joy, that peace, that emotional fulfillment, right? But when you can't see, and you can't even see that, then you could be making wrong decisions because you can't see what to do. Look, here's the Queen of Cups. Again, I sense Aries, it's about you getting into this emotional place that is comforting and emotionally stable. Okay, now you could be dealing with a Cancer, a Pisces, you could be dealing with a Scorpio. It's Scorpio season, so that could be it. Okay, but I just sense, there you are, Aries, you came up in your reading. There you go, right on that Queen of Cups. So I don't know if you're dealing with a Cancer, a Pisces, or a Scorpio, but you came up right after that. So you came up in your own reading. I love it. Here's a Page of Pentacles. Again, another balance card. I can't help but see that when it's about balance. Look at the Seven of Wands. She's balancing. Here, the Page of Pentacles. He's balancing. This is about you finding that balance. I think when you find that balance, I think then you can be that boss, and that's going to lead to the money, the pentacles, the opportunities. But look, in your current position, you got the Ace of Cups. I'm telling you, it's about emotional fulfillment. The Ace of Cups. This is about you really getting something that makes you feel at peace. You can finally find a sense of peace. And, you know, a lot of people don't talk about it, but, you know, not only is Scorpio season, it's co-ruled by Mars, which is your co-ruler. So it's a time of your co-ruler. Mars is strong during Scorpio season. A lot of people just think of Pluto, but the co-ruler of Scorpio is Mars, and that is your ruler. So this could be a time of power. If you get into that emotionally centered place, you can get this deep fulfillment, this emotional fulfillment, and victory. Six of Wands, there you go. I love it. I always think about Aries when I see this card anyway, or Leo. So I feel like you can not only get emotional fulfillment, but you can be a winner. You can win, whatever it is, and a shine. You just have to stay in your integrity. I think it's all coming. You got the Knight of Pentacles. I think you're walking toward your money. So there's money and some acclaim coming. And look, there's the World. This is like a Saturn in Capricorn card, the World. This is like stability coming in with the money. I really believe that. It could just be like some type of acclaim. Because when I see the Six of Wands and the World, I'm thinking, oh, this is some type of acclaim. This is some kind of a public acclaim, wealth generating type of situation going on here. I see that. Now, what got me was the final card. Because I picked an extra card. It was the Lovers. Now, this could be that you're dealing with a Leo. You are an Aries. Lovers. Could be a Leo in your life. Could be that you're just making a decision about something, about love. But I feel like whatever that decision is, you're going to win. I really do. Oh, and that's the Judgment. I just got it out of my mouth. That's the Judgment. That's it. That's all she wrote. That's all, folks. Yep. That's it. I'm going to take these cards apart. I like to do that. Just see if there's any extra message in here that I might have missed, because man, this was a nice reading for you. Let me see here. So I don't see any doubles here. I love that you got the Ace of Cups. Everybody wants emotional fulfillment. And let's see here. Okay. So here are the three major arcana, and I'll just read them out to you. Aries, there you are, the Emperor. This is about you being a boss, being a leader, being in charge. And knowing how to accept that power and wield that power. Sometimes people don't know how to wield the power, but this is about you knowing how to do that. Staying in your center and doing that and being the boss, people coming to you for advice and for leadership. And there is the World right under it. That is material success. So I think when you take on the role as the leader, the boss, the executive, you make the decision, you make the hard choices, you get the material success. And I believe that to be so. I also believe that you have some choices in love, because the Lovers card is coming, is right under there. Or you could be with a Leo. It's just that simple. All right, so look, I sense that you've got a chance. I don't want to say you can take over the World, but you can take over the world. Okay, Aries. Like, I'm king of the world. I'm king of the world. Okay. So Aries, I hope this reading resonated with you. I hope you take advantage of all the stuff that I saw in this reading today. And don't forget, after Scorpio season is Sagittarius season, and that is even better for you. That's completely harmonious with Aries. So it's only, you know, it's percolating. It's only going to get better and better and better. So good luck to you. I hope that you take advantage of that. Much love to you. Be sure to like the video, share the video, and subscribe to the channel, and be sure to hit the bell so you know when I'm going live, okay? Okay. Much love to you. Much love to you, Eric.
Astrology, a look inside. Presenting Astrology and Tarot Readings for All.